14th, 2026 of the Veterans Affairs Committee is now called to order. I'll go ahead and do roll call. Al Young.
Here.
Bruce Hayes.
Here.
John Curtis. Lorraine Obregon.
Here.
Gotcha. Marsha Woolheater.
Here.
Marlon Ruiz.
Here.
Rocio Carey. Terry Byron.
Present.
Tom Tunks.
Happy to be here.
We have a quorum of seven. I'll go ahead and read the opening statement. The Veterans Affairs Committee meeting has now commenced. As voted on by the committee, this meeting is being held in a hybrid format. As we continue our efforts in meeting hybrid, we ask all commissioners and guests that are joining us virtually to mute yourselves until called upon to speak to avoid feedback and background noise. Prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. Please be advised the chat function has been disabled and is not available for use. Also, to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by a way of roll call using audio. For those who have dialed in using the call-in number to unmute yourself to speak, dial *6 on your phone. All right, we're good to start, sir.
Okay, item number two is the invocation. Bruce, would you like to lead that?
Father, we come to you with humble hearts. We thank you for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to run this meeting in a manner fitting your presence. In your name we pray.
Amen. Item number three is introduction of guests for updates and discussion. Maria from the Southern Arizona Veteran Affairs Healthcare System. I believe she's here on board.
And see her on.
Okay. Matthew from the City of Tucson Veterans Coordinator. No. Margo, I know she's not here. Sarah's not here. Arlith Rios, Office of Senator Mark Kelly, not here. Alicia from the Pima County College Director of Veterans Services.
I think she's online.
Okay.
Go ahead, go.
Alyssa, if you'd like to go ahead and present.
Hi, everyone. Yes, my name is Alyssa McKeag. I'm the Director of Military and Veteran Services for Pima Community College. And I'm happy to be here, and I wanted to just join tonight to talk about our Strive Entrepreneurship Program. It is a 8-week course that's starting on January 28th. It's one night a week. And it is free to veterans and family members who would like to be entrepreneurs. So it is a full class that kind of walks you through setting up your business from the beginning all the way through, some great networking opportunities. And it's put on through our Small Business Development Center. And it goes through Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Families. They're the owners of the curriculum. And we received a grant through NACE, the National Association for Community College Entrepreneurship, to put on this program. So we're really excited. This is our inaugural class. You don't have to have anything with your business to be part of it. It's basically you have to have an idea of what your business is going to be. And we do have a few slots left, and the application deadline is coming up on January 21st, so there's still time to apply. And I sent Rosie the flyer, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or share any further information that anyone has. But we're looking. This isn't going to be the only class. This is the inaugural class, so hopefully we'll be in touch further as we get to the next opportunity after this training. Are there any questions?
No questions or discussion? All right. Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Kimberly Bowie?
Bowie. Hello, everyone. My name is Kimberly Bowie, and I am a university development counselor in the military division for Grand Canyon University. I'm the new kid on the block. I just started in October. I have my territory is Casa Grande all the way south, and so I am here for a couple of reasons. One, as you see the flyer, I am here to help those who are veterans, who are active duty, who are dependents, or who have access to their military the military educational benefit to help them go back to school if they want to do that. So I walk with them through the application all the way to graduation. And so that's who I work with. And so it's also important, GCU, it's very important that we build relationships and partnerships. And so as you have events, as you have opportunities where you think I can do tabling, I can be of help. For example, we were on Saturday, we were at the National Guard, and we were there, had a table, talked to people to get the information out. So I am happy to do this. If you can see in our flyer, the flyer tells you a little bit about GCU if you did know it. But one of the things that makes us special is that we accept the credits from our veterans. So if they have gone, most veterans, military personnel, they've gone to school through the Air Force or the Army, we will accept those credits. We don't believe in people repeating classes just because they should. And so we go through that, and that is part of my job to help do that. We also have a lot of scholarships for all personnel, but absolutely for our military personnel, because in some cases maybe they want to go to school and they've given their benefit away, or in some cases maybe they have wanted to continue their education. However it is, I am that person. So if you look in your flyer, it has my name and number, my address, my email address, and my landing page. So again, my name is Kimberly Bowie. You can call me Kimberly or you can call me Bowie, however you want to. And I thank you all for your service, and thank you for allowing me to be here today to introduce myself. You will see more of me at all of these events because that is what I do. I actually don't live in Tucson anymore. I live in Safford. So I travel going back and forth and doing. And since I lived here for 30 years, I still have friends who let me sleep in their house. So it's all fine and good that I get to do that. But thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing from you all.
Thank you. Thank you, Kimberly.
I had a question. Is there any age limits?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. There are no age limits. And I'm glad you asked that question, Terry, because I work with students who want to go to school online, because our campus is actually in Phoenix. And so I only work with the online division. And our online portal is one of the best in the country. It is one we created it, and which is what a lot of universities have adopted our system. And I even, part of my position is that I help you go through and understand how to use it. So there is no age limit. You also, I'm right, one more point. You don't have to be getting a degree. We have certificates online. So maybe you want to do an enhancement. Maybe you're just a lifelong learner and you want to learn more about AI and there's a certificate. Absolutely, we can do that. So those are the types of questions that I can answer and I can help you look at. If you go to our website, it's going to show you a lot of different things. I would suggest that you call me first and let me walk you through it, so then you know that you have someone who understands your military benefit to do it with you. Great question. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
So online, does that mean you do it like Zoom meetings, or you just go online and they have the class?
Great question. Another great question. I have a master's in education, so I believe there's always a good question. So that's another good question. There's no such thing as a dumb question. What she asked, if you wanted in here, she wanted to know if it's online, does that mean it's on the Zoom classes? No. Our online portal doesn't mean that you have to sign in on Thursday at 2 o'clock. It's online. So maybe you have a job and you have to be at work at 6 a.m. Well, but you get up at 4 to have your coffee. You can go into our portal and go ahead and log in and take your classes or do your homework and turn it in. That you're not actually looking at a professor. Your books are online, and as well as the information is online. So it's not like you have to sign in at a certain time. What is great is that we've created our portal with the adult learner in mind. Adults, we have kids, we have families, we have jobs, we have things to do. And if you tell me I need to be somewhere at 4 and I already have something at 3:30, that may cause me a problem. Doing it online makes it very, very easy for you to do it, because you do it when you need to do it. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't have deadlines. Doesn't mean that you don't have assignments that are due at a certain time, but you get to know all of that in advance. So excellent, excellent question. Any other questions?
MOWW has a question. Kimberly, on the education tracks, do you also offer programs for doctorates?
Yes, we do. We do have a doctorate program and master's program. I can introduce you to those individuals because the doctorate program is much more involved, and they have a team that just works with those who want to get their doctorate. But absolutely, we have a PhD program and an EdD program.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I see Maria has joined us. Maria, would you like to give us any update?
Yes, definitely. I'm so sorry for the delay. We're in our accreditation year for Joint Commission, so we have our regional office, our VISN office, coming to help us prepare for that survey all week. So really apologize for the delay. So let me go ahead and pull up our report. And Happy New Year to everyone. Happy 2026. Hopefully it started out well for everyone. And you received the healthcare systems message and my message for the hopes for the new year. We did have our Unsheltered Veteran Surge event this last week from January 5th through the 7th. A lot of participation with our walk-in clinic and the staff there. We also were able to get out to the tribes also and reach out to those veterans there. Today we did have our Martin Luther King Remembrance Walk on campus. We just walked around campus and reiterated the different themes of the speech that Martin Luther King is well known for. We also have our updates for the upcoming in-person veteran engagement resource fair. It doesn't coincide with our groundbreaking for the new UMass CVOC replacement clinic that we'll be having on January 23rd. So again, if you are in the Yuma area, you're more than welcome to come out to our Yuma Veteran Engagement Resource Fair. We do appreciate that the Salvation Army Yuma Corps Community Center is providing their facilities to help us with that. Still looking for the volunteers for any DAV drivers for the Sierra Vista and Yuma routes. Okay. And then for our community engagements, a lot happened over the holidays, but definitely wanted to highlight. We had another Centurion Navy veteran, Jose Lopez. We highlighted him both on our social media and in our monthly update. He is in our community living center, so if you do see Veteran Lopez, please say hello to him. But we did celebrate his 100-year birthday. Right. Again, thank you for those who participated in our holiday events, especially the American Legion Auxiliary. It was really nice to have all those gifts for our veterans, both inpatient and outpatient, so that they could go shopping for their counterpart, their partners or their family members while they were in the hospital. A lot of donations over the month of December. And then construction, really excited. If you haven't been on campus lately, I know I talked about it a little bit last time. We are seeing the new addition on the ED, the actual infrastructure coming up. So I know it's a little bit of noise, a lot of noise and a lot of dust, but we are seeing that come to fruition. So again, thank you for your patience. It is progressing very well. And so is the primary care building 80 expansions. And then again, last but not least, just another plug, just in case you guys are getting questions. Again, the Yuma VA Outpatient Replacement Clinic groundbreaking is occurring on January 23rd. It's a partnership that we have with Omvita Health to build a new replacement clinic for that CBOC, and we're targeting a completion year of 2027. So quick turnaround on that replacement clinic. Any questions?
I have a question. This is Kimberly from Grand Canyon. As a resource, can we attend and do a table for the engagement and resource fair?
Oh, definitely. If I can get your info, I'm not sure if someone can send it to me. We can definitely see if we can fit you in for a table.
Yeah. Okay. It won't be me. I have a colleague who does exactly what I do, but he is focused on Yuma. And so I will definitely have that. He would love to be there. And so I guess they've already finished
we'll
you.
It.
Okay. We'll thank you.
There.
Wonderful. Thank you. Anything else? I see Marlon Ruiz? Your hand's raised? Or maybe he's giving me a high five. All right. Well, if he does have a question, just let me know. Again, thank you for your patience.
Thank you, Maria. Are there any other guests?
No, that was everyone on the agenda.
Okay. Number four, approval of legal action report for the meeting of December 10th to 25. If I'm correct, item number four was that very topic, and the motion was moved and carried with a vote, roll call vote of 10-0 to approve the legal action report from the November 12th meeting. So I'm not sure if there's anything else that needs to be done.
No,
this is for the December 10th one.
Yeah, December 10th.
I'll make a motion with one amendment in number 10 under Veterans Day. It says through Barry's donations made. It should be various. Other than that change, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
And Bruce Hayes, I will second.
Alan Young?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón?
Yes.
Marshall Woolheater?
Yes. Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Rocio Carey? Terry Byron?
Yes. Rosie's not going to be able to join us.
She's not, okay, thank you for the answer. And then Tom Tunks.
Yes.
That's a 7-0.
Okay, item number five, Treasurer's Report.
Okay, so as noted in the report from last month, there was an error on November report. And so November's beginning balance was $3,037.72. We had two debits, one for Costco water, and one was an erroneous charge. My bad, I accidentally used the wrong debit card for Reese Across America. So debits totaling $361.52, leaving a balance on hand $2,676.20. And then we go to December with the beginning balance of $2,676.20, we received a $500 donation, honorarium donation, and the $170 that was charged in November was reimbursed. So there was a total of $670 income, bringing the balance to $3,346.20. We went for Operation Exodus, that expense was $1,677.01, leaving us a current balance of $1,669.19.
Okay. We have a motion to accept the financial report, Treasurer's report.
MOWW, so moved.
Second.
And I will second Bruce Hayes.
Okay. All in favor of accepting the report?
Gotta do roll call.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna do roll call.
I'm in the Legion.
Alan Young?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón?
Yes.
Marta Woolheater?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
And Tom Tubbs.
Yes.
That's a 7-0.
Okay, item number six, committee reports. Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery.
I don't think Ann Hollis is online. Yeah. She's a foundation member. Okay. I didn't join the meeting last night, so I don't got nothing.
MOWW can give an update for you.
Okay.
There is an upcoming 10th anniversary of the foundation. It'll be at the on the west side of Tucson on the 11th of March. going from 10 to about 11 a.m. in the morning on the cemetery grounds. I will be sending to Francisco an invitation letter on behalf of the foundation. And Francisco, I'm going to send you two copies. One's going to be a generic to fill in the name, and one will be explicit for Madam Mayor.
Okay.
On the invite list, from what I saw in the meeting last night, they have invited the governor and several other state local government. So more to come. But the date is 11 March. Thank you.
Arizona Department of Veterans Services.
We currently don't have a rep.
Okay, vacant. Military Lounge and Operation Excellence.
Bruce and I made a trip to Costco and picked up the said snacks and soda for Operation Exodus and delivered it on the 19th of December, I believe that was. And I haven't heard back from the new representative from the Tucson International Airport. Her name is Nicole Valencia. I reached out to her, but I didn't get a response back. So I'm hoping next month to have a report on Operation Exodus, and to also get numbers for how many people have been coming through the lounge per month.
Four chaplain ceremony?
So the four chaplain ceremony is the 83rd annual. It's February 1st at 1 p.m. at Keno Veteran Memorial Park. And if your organization wants to place a wreath, please confirm with me. I do have the program pretty much laid out with participants. I just need to confirm who's going to be wreath layers. And Dignity Memorial will be serving refreshments afterwards. And that's all I got. There's flyers here, and I'll make sure that Francisco and Amari get more flyers out. So look forward to seeing everybody there.
No other committee reports or updates. Item 7, VAC social media presence.
I think I posted pictures of the delivery when Bruce and I went. I think I posted it on our Facebook page, the City of Tucson Veterans Affairs Committee. And I tagged us for the fundraiser, and I will tag us for some of these other items coming up. So it's just a reminder to if you got an event coming up, all you do is hit at City of Tucson Veterans Affairs Committee, and it'll tag us in your post on Facebook. So that's that.
Okay. Item number 8, outreach to mayor and council. Any?
The city clerk's office actually has an update for you guys. We actually got a letter from Commissioner Obregon that we forwarded to the mayor. We got a response from her assistant. They weren't unfortunately able to make this meeting, obviously, but they are going to try to make it either her or her staff. So we did finally get an update that they are going to try to make it eventually. Her assistant notified me, Amari, and the chair. We'll let you guys know for sure once we get a confirmation what date that'll be. But I just wanted to let you guys know we finally did get a response back. They saw it. They read it. Hopefully they'll be joining us at one of these meetings this year. So some good news for you guys.
That's awesome. Good job, Lorraine.
Yep. Thank you, Lorraine. Item number 9. Fundraising strategies.
So I was able to secure charcuterie board boxes. So they're individual charcuterie boards to go with the wine tasting for February 15th. It did increase the cost per person, so it's $40, but you get the wine tasting, you get the charcuterie board, and we are going to make $10 per person. So I'm hoping to have at least 15 people sign up so that we can cover we can get those charcuterie boards. And even if you don't want to drink, if you want to just come and hang out and have a charcuterie board, just RSVP to me so that I can make note of it. And then we'll be collecting funds, which would be cash, because we don't have a way to do electronic payment. So we would need cash or check for the contribution to pay for the Night of Wine. And that's at the Arizona Wine Collective, which is at 4280 North Campbell Avenue, which is the St. Philip's Plaza. And I've had the charcuterie board before, and it's amazing. But in the email that was sent out earlier today, there's a description of what exactly will be in the charcuterie board box. So if you want to take a look at that, if you have any suggestions, please let me know, and I will pass them on to the caterer. And let's get as many people out there as possible.
And what is the deadline for RSVP?
The 9th, February 9th, or February 8th. Sorry, February 8th. Because I have to let her know.
I just sent a text to that number. Does that take texting? Does it, I will be there?
Yes. Okay.
MOWW, Terry, what's the start time of the event?
4:30 p.m.
All right, thank you.
Excuse me, I have a question. So, I pass this out and they've asked me, well, what do the donations go to? Is there a specific answer you want us to give?
It's on the flyer. It's to support the City of Tucson Veterans Affairs Committee's programs, which is the Four Chaplain, Operation Exodus, and there's another one, and I can't think of it right this minute.
Okay. I'll just let them know that's what it's about.
A military lounge. That's what it is. Okay. So, yes.
Thank you.
And if we get more members and we make enough money, we could always expand our programs to include other things, too. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Item 10, Veterans Day Parade, memorials, any updates?
So on the Veterans Day Parade, we haven't met yet this year. So as soon as we start meeting, we'll have updates on that. But just mark your calendars for Veterans Day. I believe that's going to be a Wednesday this year, so which is a little odd. But hopefully, since the government shutdown won't be taking place, knock on wood, then we should have a better turnout along the streets. It'll be Wednesday, November 11th at 11 a.m. And unfortunately, we won't be expanding yet because the construction down St. Mary's isn't completed yet. So as soon as that construction is over and opens, then we'll have a larger parade route. It could be later this year. I don't know. And then as far as the memorials go, some of us met last month when we met with Horvath at the park and looked at the new granites.
Yes.
And November. And so the VVA 106 is still working on the Vietnam Memorial that's going to be installed at the park. So that's just a thing in the works. And I believe everything, the Gold Star Mothers is completely redone.
Yes.
And all the granite was replaced at the Keno Veteran Memorial Park. And so it looks really nice if you just want to stop by, or you can see it when you're at the Four Chaplain Ceremony on February 1st.
And I'll just tag on to that. There is still discussion going on with the Mosaic Quarter for the possibility of a veterans memorial being incorporated into that project and potentially moving the Gold Star Memorial from the current location into the Mosaic Quarter, by that being a more secure area and much more high visibility than where it is right now. So more to follow on that. Item number 11, elections.
Item 11, we'll have to move to future agenda items for the chair to be here. Unfortunately, Ann Hollis's term had expired. So we haven't got a reappointment yet. So that one, we're going to have to talk to the chair to see. I'm guessing we're going to have to reelect that seat. But we'll wait for the chair. So that one, that was just a confirmation. But yeah, we just found out that her term expired at the end of December. Okay. But everybody else is good. But yeah, we'll just move this to future agenda items.
So was her term up for? Is it 8 years?
No, she can still be reappointed. She can reappoint. Yeah, okay. I believe it just expired. I don't know if she was co-terminus, but I think I know it expired at the end of the month. But no, she is eligible to be reappointed. So we did send her a message. We're just waiting to hear back.
Okay.
Francisco, MOWW, do you have a forecast for my position? When it's up, when it's due?
When is his appointment expired?
I can get back to you. I can check it tomorrow, and I can shoot you an email to let you know when your appointment expires.
Yeah, the reason for the question is that as of August, I will be assuming a CEO position. I can try to do both. The current position here depends on how much more time I have left.
Yes, sir. I'll check tomorrow morning and I'll shoot you an email to let you know how long your appointment is.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
We actually used to get a report from the clerk's office that showed where everybody joined, and then it had their contact information as well.
Yeah, we do send that out, but that usually goes to the chair directly.
Oh.
So she has that copy.
Okay.
Right. Item 12, report on current events or for the good of the order.
So we'll go ahead and start. Alan Young.
Is that anything?
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. Bruce Hayes.
Don't forget Holding the Hope. Escalante Esperanza, the fourth Wednesday of every month for everybody. And I know that the women are now doing it, but I do not have the date. I couldn't find the flyer.
Lorraine Obregon.
Yes, thank you. The only thing I can add for the good of the order is if we can just somehow get the word out for our fundraiser, February 15th, bring your friends, family, neighbors, spread the word. Maybe we can send some flyers out or pass them out at church or somehow. Maybe I was hoping we could get some kind of public announcements that the perhaps City of Tucson could help us with that. I'm not sure if we have any radio time or podcast or television time, maybe, perhaps, so we can get that out on a news segment. That would be good for events around the community. And that's all I have. Thank you all, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Marshall Woody.
The only thing, just so everybody know that I'm continuing to pick up clothing and hygiene, and the biggest person organization thing is Esperanza, Escalanza, and I'll take it to some of the homeless at Building 90 at the VA and some of the other organizations like Gospel Rescue Mission. But if anybody would like to bring anything, if you want to bring it to the meeting, I can get it at the meeting and take it, but it's just a generic, clothing. I know Esperanza Escalante, they're still asking for clothing for men and women and some of their children, but for the warm, for the cold weather, they want like socks and heavy stuff for that, and then just the hygiene. So that's all that I have.
Arlen Ruiz.
Thank you. For MOWW, I forwarded a flyer for an event that's happening south of Tucson in Sahuarita at Sahuarita High School this coming Friday. It will go from 10 to about noon. It is the massing of the colors and service of remembrance ceremony. We've trained, even though we co-host with the school district, the Navy JROTC plans and executes the entire event from start to finish. And we're just there in the support role this year. If you happen to be in the vicinity, it's welcome, open to the public. Doors open at 9 a.m. At the Sarita High School Auditorium Complex. The follow-on week, Region 13 from OWW will be having its winter conference here in Tucson, so I'll be working that. And then we'll be working with JROTC and ROTC programs throughout Southern Arizona and neighboring states. So if you have any particular connections with high schools, unified school districts in particular, any type of youth leadership and mentorship program, please contact me so we can add you to our list of contacts. We do have annual youth leadership conference that we host currently in Central Arizona around June and July timeframe each year, fully sponsored. That's the multi-day. We're starting efforts to establish a similar program in Southern Arizona for the area between Yuma and Tucson. And subject to any questions, that's all I have. Thank you.
I have a question, Marcia Wolf here. Could I add my name to your list? I belong to the Daughters of the American Revolution, but I also do their National Defense Minute. And what that is, I'm working with U of A to give out Navy ROTC, but they also have for Junior ROTC. And Friday I'm going to two schools here in Tucson, so I'd be real interested to tag along on your guys' program and see how you things are doing. I'm not real good at but I've picked out two schools that I'm going to go to. I'm not good at giving speeches and stuff, but I'd like to learn more about it.
We appreciate that effort. My contact information, my email address is fairly simple. It's my last name, first name, 08@gmail.com. So it's Ruiz, R-U-I-Z, Marlon, M-A-R-L-O-N, all lowercase, 08@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to put you on our calendar and notification schedule. I believe I met you last year at the U of A when we were covering those programs.
Great, thank you.
Terry Byron?
I'll share this email that I received with Francisco and Amari so they can put it out there, and I'm sure some of you have already heard about it, but Pima County offers a disabled veteran property tax exemption for eligible individuals seeking property tax relief. This is an income-based program, and all applicant households must meet the Arizona Department of Revenue income thresholds to be considered. So I will send this out, but you guys will get the deets there.
Yes, first of all, Happy New Year, all that jazz. Just a reminder, on April 4th at 10 o'clock, we're going to have our Nighthawk 72 Memorial out at the Marana Airport. You all are invited. I'd love to see you guys there if you can make it. We're trying, I think Terry's trying to get a color guard. I think the ROTC from U of A, Terry?
I actually reached out to the Marine Reserves first to see what they might be able to do, and then we can reach out to the U of A.
Awesome sauce. So yeah, well, it's not going to be as big as last year and as fantastic, I guess, for lack of better words. But it's still going to be a ceremony. Hopefully some of the family members and some of the crews that worked with the Marines directly will be there again. We're not going to do a night ceremony. It's just the day ceremony. It starts at 10 o'clock, and that is at 11700 West Abervalley Road, the Marana Airport. Can't miss it. There's a big flagpole and everything. Yeah, I hope to see everybody there. And as per normal, if you guys need anything from me, please don't hesitate to reach out to Terry. I know. Reach out to me. Let me know. Yeah, if I can do anything for anybody, let me know. That's all I have. Again, Happy New Year. Happy holidays to everybody. I hope everybody's doing good.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Tom, this is MOWW. We're hoping to attend that event and supporting you again this year. I'll get with Terry to get the specifics. I live in that part of town, so it should be fairly easy for me to cover. If you need any additional help, whether it's from JROTC or ROTC or just from our organization, just give me a quick shout-out.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Marlon. Yeah, with Terry, I say that with tongue in cheek, but yeah, Terry's my right hand for the most part. My left hand is just to drink, I guess. But yeah, if anybody has any kind of stuff, just reach out to Terry. Terry will reach out to me. Trust me, my calendar's full thanks to Terry. But yeah, no, I really appreciate it, Marlon, and vice versa. Quid pro quo. If you whatever you need, you let me know.
All right, thank you. And Terry, if you have a flyer, please send that to me, and I'll distribute it among the other VSOs in the area.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Okay. Item 13, future agenda items. Anything other than the election of officers carry forward? Anybody have anything?
Yeah, so as long as the agenda stays the same for now.
Right. Okay, well, then that brings us to item 14, benediction. Bruce, would you like to lead us again?
Before I start that, Lorraine, you had your hand up.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you.
Yes, thank you for that, Lorraine Obregon, Gold Star Mother, VAC Secretary.
And she froze.
Everybody. Of getting that email out and having the mayor respond. That I wasn't expecting it, actually, and it really feels good. And the best part is the news that Terry had about the tax exempt for our veterans. That's another reason to reach out and thank her for, you know, what she's doing. And I look forward to having her or someone join us in the future. So looks like it's going to be a great year. And that's all.
Okay. Thank you.
On that note, Father, thank you for this meeting. Thank you for the protection that you provide us each and every day. Thank you for our provision. Father, we are thankful for everything that you do for us, and we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Item 15 is adjournment. And the next meeting is Wednesday, February 11th, 2026 at 6 o'clock.